Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So a few things that the council went through in their through the consent agenda I wanted to clarify. So we are working hard with the Bethel Winter House staff and I guess representatives to go through the city's conditional use permitting process as well as the land transfer process and working on or finalized an agreement with them, which if you guys approve, will initiate a land transfer for the Bethel Winter House. Also in the packet is a pretty hefty budget modification ordinance that allows for some additional contract services with the accounting firms that we've hired to support our finance department. Carmen Jackson is the name of the firm. We are asking them to come in. There's two primary staff members that have been working on an offsite for the city for over 5 years, and then there's someone that remotes in. So that budget modification will allow for their two primary remote and on-site staff to come in for a period of approximately 2 to 3 months to provide training and on-site support to the staff here, and then remote support when the off person is off. So they will come in a staggered schedule. The hope is to allow for our grant manager then to move back into the grant management office and to get caught up in some of our grants. In conjunction with that, we are also hoping to extend some additional support requests to Dowell, our firm that's helping us with a lot of our water and sewer projects, to allow them to report on our behalf some of the grants that are associated with those large projects. Let me see here. Excuse me. I wanted to provide an announcement on the CARES Act grant programs that the city is offering through Bethel Community Services Foundation and TWC. So today, Bethel Community Services Foundation mailed out $627,500 in COVID-19 local nonprofit relief. And there's another $50,000 that's allocated, but the payment is pending for some of those that have conditions on their applications. The finance department, business licensing division is working really hard at evaluating the number of applications that were received under that grant program to make sure that these businesses that weren't initially in compliance get up to compliance and maybe understand better our reporting requirements for sales tax. They are also have support going out to nonprofits for adaptive response strategies. This is about $300,000 in funding. The amount is going to be based on additional funding opportunities. Then TWC received an additional $400,000 to administer individual and household grant programs. So a lot of this information with regard to the grant availability within this community is through the city's CARES Act fund and Bethel Community Services Foundation partnered with TWC. And I know that also ONC has a number of grant opportunities for their tribal members as well. So if anybody has questions about how to obtain some of these funds, don't hesitate to reach out to our offices and we can help you get in touch with the right people. There's lots of opportunities out there. Also, I know that there's been a lot of discussion in news and with the Public Works Committee meeting tomorrow to discuss the utilities accounts. We're working very closely with ONC to identify opportunities for us to supplement some of that deficiencies through their CARES Act funding, and hopefully within the next couple of weeks we'll have a solution outlined for that. And then with the recent guidance that was provided on, I believe it was Thursday of last week, we're hoping that while we still don't believe that we can supplement our revenues, we're hoping to identify another solution for our residents to be able to cover some of their costs with regard to water and sewer utilities through our received CARES Act funding. But the details of that still have yet to be worked out. So the EOC met on Saturday to discuss the most recent community spread notice that was pushed out by YKHC, and we evaluated our core functions as a municipality and are pleased to say that none of our core functions were interrupted with this recent news of possible community spread. We're identifying and making sure that we're following the priorities of the EOC to be ensuring that we have cohesive and continued operations of our city services to the public. And I think that wraps up the big points for me, Mr. Mayor, unless there are questions.
Okay, Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Springer, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. I just want to say, Madam Acting City Manager, this is an excellent report, excellent package here. And I have to say that everybody I've spoken to in my relatively unofficial capacity as a city council member has been very pleased with the job that you're doing, as of course am I. So thank you very much for what you've done, and keep up the good work for as long as it lasts.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Springer.
Thank you for those comments, sir, Mr. Springer. Anybody else for the city manager? Just a reminder, all the reports are available online, to include the city manager's report, the financial report, the HR manager's report, the fire department, the IT, the planning report, police department report, director's report, and the public works manager's report. So they're all available online if anybody would like to purview them. So moving on to the item 11.3, we're going to hear from acting city manager / city clerk, Ms. Strickler again.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So the city clerk's office is gearing up for our October election, which is going to be held October 6th. The precincts will be open from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. and we're co-hosting an election with the state, which is their REAA election. With the recent concerns brought up with community spread and COVID-19, we're working really closely with LKSD and have identified an alternative location for our precinct one, which is that location over at, it used to be at the district office upstairs there. We're going to be moving the precinct one location to the student clinic, which is a fairly new building, just further, I guess that would be north east of the district office location, same parking lot. It's an unassigned, it doesn't have an address to it, and it's also very small. So after touring the facility with our election officials, we're going to need to limit the accessibility of voters to that space to only two voters at most. So we are really encouraging those voters that vote in precinct one location to take advantage of the extended hours and days of our early voting, which will be here in city council chambers. Early voting will start for the municipal election on September 21st. Our early voting hours, we're going to be pushing out through our Facebook page. They're going to be on our city's website and also in the newspaper and on KYUK. And to clarify, early voting gives you an opportunity to come into the precinct the absentee in-person location and cast your ballot right there, alternatively to what you would normally identify as absentee in-person, where you vote your ballot, you place it into a secrecy sleeve in an envelope that has your information on it that is later canvassed by the canvas board. You're actually casting your ballot into a machine. It will be fast. We're going to move people through this quickly. If you are a precinct one voter, take advantage of the, actually everybody should be taking advantage of the early voting opportunities. We are going to be hosting the absentee in-person voting for the state of Alaska REAA election, since they are concurrent elections. I think that is the primary item for the public. All of our election information is on the City of Bethel's website under the elections tab, and we'll have our sample ballot information available within the coming week. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Strickler. Very clear and concise as usual. And again, all the reports are available on the city's website, the city clerk's report. So we're done with item number 11. We'll move on to item number 12. And I'm just going to go in reverse order and just start with Councilmember Diamant. Hugh, Mr. Diamond.
My apologies. Forgot the unmute. Yeah, so there were two things I want to touch upon briefly. One is, and I know I'm not the only council member or member of the public that's had this idea, but I am hoping that the administration can pursue the idea of CARES money being used specifically for people who've had difficulties paying for all utilities, well, the two important utilities, water, sewer, and electricity. So if we could come up with a grant program that would help people in that situation, I think it'd be a benefit to them, obviously, and their families, and to the community as a whole. And the second thing I want to talk about just briefly was at our special meeting last week where we took action to ask people to quarantine or be tested or come to Bethel with a negative test in hand. That was a unanimous decision. But it's something that I sure have thought a lot about. I thought a lot about it for many weeks before and since then. And there are civil liberty implications, right? In terms of movement of people and where someone is residing. And normally that would give me pause. But the reason I was able to vote for that and feel good about it and feel better about it every day that goes by is because we heard from medical authorities. We heard from two highly respected doctors who said, yes, this kind of mass testing is our strategy. It's working and we can make it work better. And so that's why I voted for it. And I think that to me, that's important because when a small town city council takes action like that, I mean, that's the first time in the history of Bethel, the first time probably in the history of Alaska, that a second class city has used its emergency powers in such a way. And I'm glad we did. There's nothing wrong. I don't believe there's anything wrong with it, but it is, there are questions. It's also true that federal courts have found in favor of counties and states as they're making very tough decisions to address this pandemic and have found in their favor. And a lot of leeway is given to governments in emergencies like this. But still, it was really, really important to me that I heard from physicians who said this is working. And I really, I'm speaking to the public and council in the future, that I would strongly urge this council and future councils that if we're taking action, emergency action to try to help in terms of this pandemic, that we do so after only giving due consideration to what health authorities have told us. There's an old expression that you can't trust fear. And what that means is that when we get scared, when individuals get scared and nervous and apprehensive, sometimes incorrect decisions can get made based on that apprehension. And that, I was really conscious of that for the last 3 months. But when I heard from medical authorities, I had to put aside my personal opinions and accept, and I feel good about it, accept that advice. So I just want to give that, I want to say that to council and the future council, that people should proceed very carefully and give due consideration to what health authorities tell us before we take drastic action. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Diamant. And we'll move on up to Council Member Michelle DeWitt. Michelle, please.
Thank you, Mayor Barr. Hey, I want to point everyone's attention to Information Memorandum 20-11, which for council members or for people who are looking at the packet from online is page 100 of this 196-page packet.
260 pages.
And this particular information memorandum talks a bit about the organizational goals, and this is something we met about in June, and we've talked about what one other point. In particular, we talked about some of the city clerk's priorities that came out of that meeting. And this passed on consent agenda tonight, so we're not talking about it tonight. And because we have executive session pending, I chose not to move it off the consent agenda. But I am going to ask that it comes back to us perhaps at the next meeting, because I think some of these ideas are really great for us to talk about and for city administration to talk about and for the public to hear about. So I will be asking for this to come back to us. Thanks, Mayor Barr. That's all I have.
Thank you, Michelle. Ms. DeWitt. And we'll move on up to Mr. Springer. Mark, you're up.
Hey, thanks, Mr. Mayor. Not a whole lot. I appreciate the thoughtful words of Diamet, as usual. I think we did do level for the community by passing those mandates. It'll be interesting to see how they're working. You know, despite the fact that some the word wasn't random, but spontaneous, I guess, community spread. I noticed that in the last couple of days we haven't had any cases reported, which is good. People of Bethel, you can really be proud of yourself, because you are working hard. We are all working hard collectively to protect each other, protect our community, protect the communities that are around us. And you know, the simplest thing that we can do is wear our masks and keep our hands washed. And it looks like we're doing that. It's going to be tough for the parents that have got kids that are going to be doing school from home. You know, we got some practice last year, but I hope that employers in Bethel will take that into consideration and consider the needs of parents in making sure that their kids are able to get their work done and get their work delivered. I hope that that's all taken into account by employers here in the community, because star commercial TV commercial star may be a little under the weather, so I certainly wish her the best and hope she gets well soon so we can produce another TV commercial with her in it. And beyond that, Mr. Mayor, I hope everybody had a good time over the weekend in the wind and the rain out moose hunting, and at least got to where they were going safely. Sounds like everybody did, catch or not. So thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Springer. And we'll move on over to Council Member Franco. Cece, you're up.
Thank you, Mayor Barr. I don't have many comments tonight, but I will just continue a little bit on what Council Member Diamond said in regards to our special meeting last week and the mask mandate and testing mandate. I have similar sentiments where that was not a decision that was made easily. Although personally, I think it definitely was the right decision. And I wish that, you know, we were, you know, not in this position where we're a second class city and we have very limited or any at all health powers. And, you know, making sure that we're able to both protect our community, but also operate within the limits of, you know, local government and civil liberties. And I really just, you know, still, I understand that, you know, maybe some of the public wants more and some of the public wants less restrictions. But I think really when it comes down to it, I know I wish our governor and our state would do more because really I think we have done what we can. That being said, I definitely encourage everyone to continue getting tested if you have been in close contact or believe that you are experiencing symptoms. Mask up and continue to keep your distance. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Franco. And we'll move on over to Ms. Leary. Alyssa?
Sure. Thanks, Mayor Barr. The only thing I wanted to say tonight was just to remind folks to, you know, keep your social circles small. You know, if at any time, if contact tracers call you and you list out, you know, 20, 30, 40 people, you've been around too many people lately. So really try to keep your social circles small. That just really limits, you know, if you unknowingly pick up this virus, you know, it just means there'll be less people that you inadvertently have put at risk. So keep social circles small, mask up when you're in public or when you're around folks from outside your household, you know, keep up with, I know a lot of people are limiting their travel. You know, a lot of people I know, I've canceled trips. I have no trips planned for leaving Bethel despite my desire to. So, you know, just keep up with what we're doing, folks. It is working. Even though we've seen an increase in, you know, we see the line, you know, it's not, the curve hasn't been flattened entirely and all of that. But I mean, we really do have very small numbers of cases out here compared to the rest of the state and the rest of the country. So we are doing what works and we just need to keep it up. And I know it's tiring. I know people are sick of hearing about COVID. They're sick of talking about COVID. This is just an unfortunate reality of living through a pandemic and we got to ride it out, guys. So keep it up. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Leary. And Vice Mayor Hansen.
Yeah, I just want to thank the previous council members for their comments tonight. You know, I appreciate the comments on how tough a decision it was on this mask mandate. I know that for myself, and, you know, I don't want to speak for anyone else, but I'm sure based on what I know about other council members is that people put a lot of thought into this and a lot of consideration. And it was really important that we worked closely with YKHC to try and make the best possible decision for the community that we could. And so I want to thank the doctors that called in at our special meeting and have just been in close contact with the city and with the school district and really just working as this community-wide effort to try and protect people out here. And I also just want to remind any parents out there, parents and guardians that, you know, sorry, I don't know the plans for Gladys Jung or ME, but I know for BRHS that we're going to be distributing packets at the school tomorrow. Junior high parents, you know, if you're, you'll be entering through the front doors, last name A through M will be from 9 to 1:30. And then last name O through Z will be 1:30 to 5:30 tomorrow afternoon. And then high school parents will be entering through the gym side. Last name A through L will be from 9 to 1:30. And then last name M through Z, 1:30 to 5:30. So I just want to remind, any students out there listening, which would just like make my day times 100, and any parents out there listening that we will be having the packets ready for students to pick up tomorrow. So please don't forget to do that so that we can try and get students on track and get them started this school year. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hansen. As for me, you know, I think about this pandemic, this virus, And I think about the Spanish flu of 1918. How did those people handle that? How did they come together in a very harsh environment, trying to come together to minimize the effects of a virus, where today, 2020, where we have technology, we have resources, we have ways of minimizing this virus spread, but sometimes we don't take those precautions. But coming together, I think, at the worst of times is what humanity does very well. And what I mean by that is coming together with the city, with working with ABCP, YKHC, ONC, all the entities here in town. It is coming together with those agencies and becoming a little more familiar with each other. And it's too bad that we could not have maybe possibly done it sooner. But that is one thing that is a bonus at this time. The one thing that I didn't say about the CAG, the Community Action Grant applications, we only had one application for the last quarter, but it's Community Action Grant applications are for nonprofits, for people that are trying to create a maybe something better for Bethel. And the next application period is going to open October the 14th. So think about what you can ask for funding to maybe make Bethel, in your opinion, a better place to live. The schools are in code red, which means that there is no in-school or students in schools, and it's at all the schools. And that's about it for me. One last thing. If you are going to go out traveling, make sure that you do travel plans. Make sure that you tell your loved ones or friends that where you're going, how long you're going, and when you'll be back. This time of the year, the weather gets really bad. It gets really stormy, as everybody has seen the last couple days. But please do that. We don't want anybody to be hurt out there, or we don't want anybody to be lost out there in this kind of weather. That's it for me. So we'll close that and move on to item number 13, which is executive session. Item 13.1, in accordance with Alaska Statutes 44-4.62.310, Charlie 2, C2, subjects that tend to prejudice the reputation and character of any person, provided the person may request a public discussion. And this is for the 6-month evaluation of the city attorney. Does the person request public discussion, Ms. Backlar?
Yes, Mayor Barr, I would like public discussion. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Backlar. And I guess we don't need a main motion to go into executive session, do we, Lori? Thank you, Ms. Strickler. We don't. So we will have a public discussion with our city attorney on our 6-month evaluation. Does anybody want to start?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Springer.
Yeah, thanks. I have to say that I think we're very fortunate, Libby, that you're working for us. You've taken on some pretty heavy lifts, probably a couple that were unexpected. I will say again that in many respects, I'm glad you are working remotely. That eliminates the perception, perhaps by some members of the community, that, well, she's the city attorney, so I should be able to call her and ask her questions. You work for the council, and if people want to know what you're thinking, they can either read what your reports say, or they can ask one of us. Full and healthy situation that you are. I guess I would say, and I'm trying to remember
exactly what it was that I read. I guess I would just ask that as you are representing the city, that it seems like it was maybe a piece of correspondence that you sent to another attorney regarding a matter. There was one place where you used a turn of a phrase that seemed that maybe it was witty. And I saw that and I was like, maybe that didn't belong in there. I'll find that, Libby, and I'll give you a call. I'm perfectly quality of the legal work you're doing for us. You are very thorough. You probably are the only human being on earth that's read all or pretty close to all of the Bethel City ordinances. That's the extent of my.
Thank you, Mr. Springer. Anybody else? Quiet room.
I'm not shy to chime in, Mr. Barr.
Thank you, Mr. Diamant. Yeah. I've got nothing but positive things to say about Libby as the mayor of this community, and working with Lori and with Libby and the administration here at the city. Libby has just been a bright shining star. If we need something, she gets an answer to us in a very short manner. I like a lot of the legalese or the legal writings that she's done, that she's authored and submitted on our behalf. I think we have a very strong attorney that will do great things for this community. And I would just like to say, Libby, thank you. Thank you for all the things that you've done and for this community. I can't think of anything but positive accolades for you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I appreciate that.
This is Councilor Leary.
Anyone else?
I'll just say really briefly. I agree with Mayor Barr. I don't have anything negative to say about Ms. Bacalar's performance as our city manager, city attorney. Sorry about that. But any time we've ever, asked anything of you, Libby, you've always been very responsive. You're very thorough in your reports, and like you've said, even in regards to the emergency mandate as to masking and airport testing and all of that, I think you were entirely fair in your assessment of what our authority is. And I appreciate, that you proceeded with caution with that, and that you recognize that your place is to, give counsel what our risks are, not to tell us what to do. And I never took it as that. And of course, of course, not everybody is going to see that same way. And some members of the public, interpreting your advice as, that you were telling us what to do. And I never took it that way. I appreciate that you were very upfront with that. Just in general though, any of your reports on decisions that you've made or, how you've interpreted legal advice has been very sound, and I appreciate the work you've done for us. So thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I could chime in, Mr. Barr.
Mr. Diamond, please do.
So I agree with everything that's been said. I have to say that I really, really appreciate your legal interpretation of things and how quick you are. And to really support what Councilmember Leary just said, is that it's very clear when you can give us a legal interpretation for us to consider, but policy decisions are up to the council, as you'll point out. And the perfect example of that was the mandate that council passed, you know, regarding testing. And you were very clear from the very beginning about how it appears state law reads, but this is untested in court. And in the end, you just gave us a good legal interpretation, which I took very seriously. And in the end, we make a policy decision, and that's how it should be. I've known four city attorneys now, and I worked really closely with one other one. This is a ways back. But you're clearly as skilled and as good as any of them. In fact, I think you're the best city attorney that Bethel's had in at least 10 years, maybe more. And this is my personal opinion. And I pay a lot of attention to what attorneys say. I know a lot of them. So anyway, I'm glad you're on board. And I think you're benefiting, the community benefits from us having you.
Thank you, Councilmember Diamond. I appreciate that as well.
Hi, this is Haley. Mayor Barr, can I go?
Yes, please. Ms. Hansen.
Yeah, I just wanted to echo, you know, what other council members have said. And one thing that has really stuck out to me is, first of all, the amount of communication has gone on between Libby and us as council, and keeping us apprised of situations as they are developing, you know, and any communication she's having with other attorneys or entities or, you know, anyone that is associated with the policy decisions or communications just that we need to know about, we're receiving those up to the minute. And it's very much appreciated because, you know, I'm sure a lot of people can speak to working in any kind of organization anywhere that a lot of times there are a lot of problems with communication. And I can honestly say that that's never been the case with Libby. And I super appreciate that, and also her dedication to and flexibility working on both long-term and short-term projects, you know, and the ones that are presenting themselves very quickly and needing action quickly, she's taking care of those, but also not neglecting projects that are long-term and need, you know, solutions that need to be thought out and worked out and discussed over the long-term. And I really appreciate that dedication between both long-term and short-term projects as well. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mayor Barr, may I speak, please?
Yes, Ms. Franco. The floor recognizes Ms. Franco.
Thank you, Mayor Barr. Yeah, Libby, I just have to say thank you so much. It has been, you know, up to this point, very awesome working with you. You know, everything else that all the council members have said in regards to your ability to communicate and to maintain consistent communication about the various different projects. It seems that you're able to work on many things at once, as Haley mentioned, both short-term and long-term projects. You've been great at, you know, presenting your research and your reasoning and your arguments, and then, you know, also being able to explain it in fairly clear language that we can all understand. And then you've made it very clear that, you know, this is what you would do, this is what you recommend, but regardless, you will be supporting us in whatever decision we make. And I think that's just been super helpful, at least for me personally, so that I can better understand what our options are. But then we also know that, you know, you're our attorney, and that you will support whatever action we take. And I just can't imagine going through, you know, this pandemic without a city attorney right now. So I think I feel that, you know, really made the right decision in hiring a full-time city attorney. And I can't imagine we would have gotten a better candidate in like 1,000 years. So thank you, Libby. It's been really great. And I look forward to seeing what other projects we can get accomplished with you as our attorney. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mayor Barr, Michelle here.
Yes, Michelle, please.
Thanks. I guess I would say it's unfortunate that the public doesn't get to see more of the interactions that council members have with you, at least for myself individually, as well as some of the work product that you do produce that is sometimes confidential in nature because it's excellent. And the time for response, the flexibility, I mean, this is a group, we've had a lot of night meetings, making yourself available to committees and to council, to conversations during the day. It's, I think you've done an excellent job being responsive to seven bosses and their various schedules and needs and council needs and committee needs, et cetera. So I think we're very, very fortunate to have you on board. I greatly enjoy working with you, and I'm very impressed by your work product. I think the city of Bethel is extremely fortunate to have you. And I think your sense of boundaries is phenomenal. And it is something that I think our city hasn't always had. So I really appreciate you being clear about those boundaries, about who you work for and what role you play in the municipality. I think that's been really refreshing and fantastic. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Ms. DeWitt. I think you're last but not least in the discussions with Ms. Bacalar. Would any other council member like to add anything? Otherwise, as was stated by all, Libby, nothing but positive accolades for you. You're doing a darn good job, and we appreciate it. How long was your contract?
You guys could fire me at any time. I don't think there's a time limit on it. So I don't have it. There is no term to it, I don't think.
Yeah.
I'm not planning on going anywhere. So unless I hear otherwise from you guys. So I'm really enjoying my work here. It's government work, which I love and I'm used to. And I love all the variety of issues that come up. I like thinking through legal problems and giving a well analyzed kind of response to those questions that come up. And I think a couple of folks spoke to my role, which I take really seriously, and the boundaries of my role. I feel like it's very important for me to always act as a kind of neutral advisor to the council and to city officials, and to not try to do the work of the city departments or the city officials. Otherwise I lose my objectivity and I make myself a witness to things you guys are doing, and I'm not able to represent you as effectively. So that's something I think the public may not see that or know all of that, but that I'm not, that I'm the attorney by code under the code for the body and for the city officials. And in order to do that job effectively, I have to maintain a pretty rigid line about, not overstepping into your role or into the department head's role or to advising the public or anything like that. But I know obviously Alaska law very well. I'm learning Bethel code back and forth. And I'm really, really enjoying working with each one of you. And I do love, Lori and I are, we're work wives basically, and we're a really great team. She and I are, in sync on everything. And that's a really important relationship. So I've been having a really wonderful time, and it's a great match. And I feel very lucky to be here as well.
Well, I think we were somewhat remiss when we didn't lock you down to like a 5-year contract.
Well, I have no intention of going anywhere, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, well, thank you. Any other comments? Otherwise, we're going to shut down this discussion and go back to the agenda, which of which we only have one more item. And I'm waiting. Item number 14.
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Miss Leary, thank you. Motion to adjourn and seconded by
Hanson.
Thank you, Miss Hanson. All those in favor of adjournment, indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Good night,
thank
everyone.
You, everybody. Thanks very much.
Good night.
Good night.
Koyana for listening to KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. That concludes our live coverage of Bethel City Council. Take care. Have a good evening.